get to the end of the season and win as many points as we can. That's what you do. And there's no other way to wrap it up. We're in a fight, where, as I said before, with a lot of teams. But one thing I won't do is let this place feel negative or feel down. When you speak to the players, they're in the same mindset as myself, which is great. And you go and try and win the next game. And that's the best answer to do it. We'll go there with confidence. It's not as if we're not playing well. We should have won on Saturday. But the big moments have gone against us, which was a bit frustrating. But if we keep doing what we've done on Saturday, then they'll be okay.
But human nature being human nature, it's hard not to become negative in this situation, isn't it?
Not really. My own mindset, no. I'm probably a different thinker than you are. I play in Germany, so I know how to handle different things. My mindset's pretty strong, and my mentality's different because I lived there and worked there. So I tend to fall back on that mentality. So for me, I know the situation. I know when there's a time to laugh, and I know there's a time to be serious, and I know there's a time to be level-headed. So my mindset's a little bit different from most.
So how is that German mentality different from this country?
It's just something, obviously, I think you've got to go and work there, and I think you've got to go and live there, and I think you've got to be involved with them. My whole thinking of playing football or managing football changed when I went over there. And I've never let it go, and I don't intend to let it go.
So it's what, the glass is more half full than half empty, is it?
It's just my mentality very strong, and we players, we staff, we my mindset, the way I want to play. We also recognise the situation we're in, not oblivion to it. I know we're in an absolute fight with a lot of teams, and come the end of the season, you just make sure you're above that line. And then come the summer, I know the areas where we have to strengthen. I know exactly what you do to try and fix it.
And generally, what would your message be to the supporters at this point in time, Paul?
Keep supporting us the way they are, because honestly, I've got nothing but really good things about them and the way they've supported the club since I've been here. Even on Saturday, I think they'll tell me they stayed and clapped the lads for their performance. As I said before, I've never been at a club where, as I said, if you go back to the Chelsea game where they scored their second goal and our team got a round of applause, which I've never known that in all my time in football. So all they need to do is, which they will do though, because they've done it all season. They've supported the club to the hilt, and it's up to us to make sure this year we get above that line, get as far as we can go. And next year, then we really rebuild this place.
Do you appreciate that it's difficult for some to keep the faith in these circumstances?
I do, but that's the nature of football. That's football. It's all over the world. When you lose games, fans can voice their opinions. No problem. But the majority of fans have been great. When it's no rocket science. You get all that. But we have to come through it as a group. We have to come through it as a club. If we do that, we'll be fine.